So today's scripture passage is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 23.
本日の聖書の箇所は、ルカ1章の5節から23節になります。
I'll read it first in English and then... Yes, we'll read it slide by slide. I'll read it in just one language. Oh, okay. I'll just read it in English.
では本日は英語のみで朗読しますので日本語は黙読で目で追ってください。
Luke chapter 1 verses 5 through 23. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before GodWalking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense.And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just.To make ready for the Lord a people prepared. And Zechariah said to the angel, How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place.Because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. This is God's word.Today's sermon is entitled, A Child of Joy and Gladness, The Announcement of John's Birth, by Pastor Tetsuya Dedachi.
本日の説教は、デダチ牧師により、喜びと楽しみの子、ヨハネ誕生の告知という題で、取り次いでいただきます。
皆さんこんばんは。
Hello, good evening, good afternoon.
今日は今読んでくださったルカの福音書1章から、アドベントということなので、そのメッセージをしたいと思います。
So today we're celebrating the start of Advent, and I'd like to give a message today about the verses that we just read.
ある人が都会の真ん中でホテルを探していました。
So there was a certain man who was looking for a hotel, in the city.
あるホテルの広告にこう書いてありました。
And then he found an advertisement for a certain hotel.
露天風呂あり。何一つ遮るもののない素晴らしい眺めをお楽しみくださいというキャッチですね。
So the ad of the hotel said that we have a 露天風呂 or an outside bath, and it has unblocked view of a very beautiful unblocked view of the city.
へえ、こんな高いビルの中で、そんな都会の真ん中にそんなホテルってあるんだと思って、彼はホテルに行きました。
And so he said, "Wow, there's this hotel in this city where there are so many tall buildings." And so he got interested and he went to find that hotel.
行ってみると小さなビルでした。
But when he found the place, he saw that it was just a really a small building.
確かに屋上には露天風呂がありました。
But there was indeed a outside bath, outdoor bath at the top of the hotel on the rooftop.
けれど周りはビルに囲まれてどこ見ても壁壁壁なんですね。
But since it was a small building, you know, you look outside from the Rotenburo and all you see around you are the tall buildings everywhere you see, look.
で彼はホテルの人を見つけて、すいません、どこにそんな遮るもののない景色なんてあるんですかと聞いたんです。
And so he called the hotel staff and said,Where's that part that you're saying that there's an unblocked view from the Rotenburo?
そのホテルの人は言いました。上。
And that hotel staff said, you have to look up.
確かに上を見ると突き抜けるような青い空が見えるんです。
And so indeed, when he looked up, he can see the sky and it was...Nothing was blocking, and he can just see the sky very clearly.
これを聞いて騙されたと思うか、ほう本当だと驚くか、皆さんどっちでしょうか。
So hearing the story, what would be your reaction? Would you feel that you were kind of cheated, or would you feel like, wow, that's great?
私たちの人生にもどこから見ても希望がない。また出口がない八方塞がりという時があります。
You know, in our life we experience、that kind of situation wherein we feel that there's no hope, there's no way out of our situation, there's we're up against the wall on all sides.
けれども神様を信じている人には必ず開いているところがあるんです。
But for those who believe in Jesus, in God, there's alwaysPart that's open for you.
それは上です。
And that is when you look up, it's open on the top part.
上からの助け、神様からの助けはいつでも期待できます。
Because we can always wait upon God and receive His help when we look up.
詩篇を書いたダビデはその121篇でこう書いています。私は山に向かって目を上げる。私の助けはどこから来るのだろうか。私の助けは天地を作られた主から来ると歌ってるんです。
David in Psalm 121 said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
今日の聖書の箇所にも人間的に見たら希望がない。出口がない。しかし上からの希望によって人生を歩み始めた夫婦が描かれています。
So in today's scripture we see the story of a couple. You know, when you think of their situation from human eyes, you see that there's no way out for them, kind of like there's no hope for them. But at some point they receive hope from above and
それはザカリアとエリサベツという夫婦でした。
Couple named Zechariah and Elizabeth.
そしてこの人は後にこう歌っています。神の憐れみによって日の出が糸高きところから我らを訪れ、暗黒と死の陰に座る者たちを照らしたと書いてるんですね。
And this was their song.Later on in life, after they experience hope from above, it says, "The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace."
今日はこの絶望と 暗闇の中にいる人間に光を与えてくださるお方、神様について一緒に考えたいと思います。
So、today, let's think about、the mercy of God. Let's think about the God who gives light to men who are experiencing or in darkness and despair.
まず今日の五節、今日の聖書の箇所の五節にこう書いてあります。ユダヤのヘロデの時にアビアの組の者でザカリアという祭司がいたとあります。
It says in verse 5, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah.
当時神殿で奉仕をしていた祭司、祭司たちがたくさんいました。
So during that time, there were many priests who served, at the temple.
この祭司って何人ぐらいいたと思いますか？
So how many priests do you think were there at that time?
いろんな数字が出てくるんですけども、中でも一番多いのは2万人という数字でした。
Different authors report different numbers for the priests, but、the most number that、they say were priests during that time was、20,000.
とにかくたくさんいたんです。
It means there were just many of them at that time.
そしてその祭司は組に分かれていました。
And they were divided into different divisions.
それは24組あったそうです。
And there were 24 of these divisions.
毎年順番に神殿に入って儀式、それは光沢儀式をしていました。
And these divisions, they serve、in the temple、to burn incense.
その組にはそれぞれ名前がついていて、ザカリアの組はアビアという組でした。その一人でした。
And、each of these divisions have their different names, and Zechariah belonged to a division called Abijah.
ザカリアには奥さんがいました。
Zechariah had a wife.
名前はエリザベツと言います。
It's named Elizabeth.
彼女もアロンの子孫でした。
And she was also、of the, a descendant of Aaron.
アロンというのは旧約聖書の中に出てくるモーセのお兄さんです。
So Aaron was the older brother of Moses, which we can find him in the Old Testament.
そしてイスラエルでは昔からアロンの子孫だけが祭司になることができるという決まりがありました。
And Israel had this rule, since from the ancient rule that only the descendants of Aaron can serve as priests.
ザカリアはアロンの子孫、そしてその奥さんはそのまたまたアロンの子孫、つまり生粋のイスラエルの家系なんですね。
And so, of course, Zechariah was a descendant of Aaron, but even Elizabeth was also, a daughter of Aaron.So they were like a couple who was coming purely from a lineage of priests.
そんな彼らはきっと子供が与えられるようにと願ったと思います。
And I think they really wanted to have children.
しかし7節を見るとこう書いてあります。エリサベツは不妊の女だったので彼らには子がなく。二人とももう年を取っていたと。
But in verse 7 it says, but they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years.
何歳とは書いてありませんが、子供を作る時期はもう過ぎていたということなんです。
It doesn't say how old they were, but I think Elizabeth was beyond the childbearing age.
祭司の家系のザカリア、アロンの家系のエリサベツ、申し分のない家系ですが、しかし彼らでその代は途絶えてしまうということでした。
So Elizabeth was from Aaron, was a descendant of Aaron, and of course Zechariah. So they had a perfect lineage, but it will end in their generation because they didn't have children.
人々は思ったかもしれません。ああ、なんてかわいそうな夫婦なんだ
The people must have thought, people around them must have thought that such a pity that they didn't have any child.
祭司の家系なのに跡取りがいないなんて。
They didn't have a successor. They had a really a perfect lineage.
神の祝福はあの二人を通り過ぎたのか。
People were thinking that God's blessing had passed over Elizabeth and Zechariah.
と、そんな二人の生活ですが、どんな日常生活を送っていたか聖書にははっきりと書いてあるんです。
So that was who they were, but we can actually, the Bible actually says clearly about the kind of life that they were living.
6節を見ると、二人とも神の御前に正しく、主のすべての戒めと定めを落ち度なく踏み行っていたとあるんですね。
It says in verse 6, they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
彼らの信仰生活は神様の目から見て何一つ欠けたところがなかったんです。
So their faith was really perfect. They were living righteously before God.
この夫婦に子供が与えられないということは神の裁きだとは二人は思っていなかったんです。
And they didn't think that it was a judgment from God, the fact that they didn't have children.
むしろそのこと自体が神様の計画の一部なんだと信じていた。
And they believed that not having children was part of God's plan for them.
そのこと自体が神様の祝福なんだと神様に信頼してこの二人は歩んでいたんだと思います。
And they lived their life believing that even not having children was part of God's plan and was God's blessing for them.
素晴らしい二人です。
Such a great and wonderful couple.
素晴らしい人生です。
They're living a wonderful exemplary life.
もうここでこの話終わってもいいぐらいです。
Their story is really great. We could just, you know, at that point, we can stop their story and that's it.
しかしこの後が続くんです。
But it continues. Their story continues.
そんな二人に事件が起こるんです。
Something happened in their lives.
ザカリアが、夫ザカリアがその年、たった一人の神殿の中で奉仕をする係に当たってしまったんです。
Zechariah, was chosen by lot to serve in the temple, to be the only person for that year to serve in that person.
その何百人もいる中から一人を選ぶ方法、それは推薦とか立候補とかそういうんじゃないんですね。
There were hundreds of them, but they only chose one, and they didn't choose that one person through by voting or by recommendation.
それはくじで選ぶんですね。
They chose that person by lot.
9節を見ると、祭司職の習慣によってくじを引いたところ、主の神殿に入ってこうたくことになったとあります。
It says in verse 9, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense.
そのくじを引いたザカリアは、自分がこのたくさんの世の中から自分ですかと思ったかもしれません。
He probably must have been really surprised, you know, when he picked the lottery and he was chosen to serve among all those priests who were there.
箴言というところにこういう言葉があります。くじっていうんですか？くじは膝に投げられるが、そのすべての決定は主から来るという言葉があります。
There's a verse in Proverbs that says, The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
偶然と思われる出来事の裏に神様の計画がしっかりとあるんです。
You may think that it's just happening, how do you say, 偶然? By chance, but actually God that's behind that is God's plan being carried out.
さて、ザカリアが神殿に入ってこう焚き始めました。
And so Zechariah went into the temple and he started to do a service of burning incense.
その時、主の使いが現れたんです。
And at that point, the angel appeared to him.
ザカリアは不安に覚えて、不安になって、ブルブル震え出しました。
And he was so afraid and he shook.
そのザカリアに天使が、御使いが、怖がることはないザカリア。あなたの願いが聞かれたのです。あなたの妻エリサベツは男の子を産みます。名をヨハネとつけなさいと言いました。
But the angel said, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.
この御使いが言った言葉、あなたの願いが聞かれた。その願いは、かつてザカリアが願った願いでした。
So the angel, when the angel said, your prayer has been heard, he was referring to the Zechariah's that prayer that he had prayed for a long time.
かつてエリサベスと一緒に子供が与えられるようにと願った願い、その願いでした。
Actually, the prayer that they had in the past, probably when they were younger, that they wanted to have a child, their prayer as a couple.
しかし神様はその願いは聞いてくださらなかった。これはもう、この願いはきっともうお蔵入り、もう聞かれないんだろうなと思ってたかもしれません。
And at that point in their life, they have quite accepted that God would not hear or answer that prayer of theirs.
このような願いは私たちの心の中にもあるでしょうか。
Do we have that kind of prayer also in our hearts?
ずっと願ってきたけれども叶えられなかったという願いはないでしょうか。
Something that you know we've prayed about for a really long time, but God has not answered.
神様は私たちに何でも願いなさい、大いなることを願いなさい、そう言われます。
You know, God is tells us to ask for anything, ask for great things.
しかし忘れてはいけないよ。実現するのはあなたではない、私なんだと神様はおっしゃるんです。
But it's also saying to you that you should not forget that it's not you who's gonna accomplish your desires, but it will be me.
神様がベストなタイミングで叶えてくださるんです。
God fulfills our desires at the best timing.
神様のベストなタイミングというのは、実は私たちにとってはあまりいいタイミングではありません。
But it is God's best timing, and His timing, best timing for Him may not always be the best timing for us.
ザカリアとエリサベツにとって、この夫婦にとってベストなタイミングというのはおそらく20代から、もしかしたら10代かもだったかもしれません。若い時だったと思います。
And I think for Zechariah and Elizabeth, the best timing for their prayer to have a child to be answered must be when they were in their 20s or 30s.
しかし神様にとってベストなタイミングは彼らが年を取ってからでした。
But for them, God's timing was the best timing for them was when they became older.
ザカリアは言います、御使いに、私はもう年寄りですし、妻も年を取ってますと。
Zechariah told the angel that I am an old man and my wife is well along in years.
そこでザカリアは口が聞けなくなってしまうんです。
And after saying that, he suddenly wasn't able to speak.
この時現れた御使いは結構たくさん喋る御使いなんです。
So, if you look at the angel that appeared to him, I think he says a lot, he talks a lot, you know.
生まれてくる赤ちゃんがどんな赤ちゃんか、この御使いは全部説明してくれます。
And he explains everything about the kind of baby that they're going to have.
ザカリアが きっと喜ぶだろうなと思って、こんなに素晴らしい知らせないのにと御使いは思って喋ったんだと思います。
And I think that the angel was really happy to tell this news, this really good news to Zechariah as he was explaining about the baby and so he was excited.
けれどザカリアは、いやいやいや、もう年取ってますし、この妻のエリサベツも年取ってますからと受け入れることができなかった。
But Zechariah, he was not ready to receive that good news. He said, "No, I'm an old man, and my wife is an old man. We're old."
私たちもそういうものです。
And I think, we are like that too.
神様の計画を受け入れることができないものなんです。
It's hard for us to accept and believe God's plan for us.
神様がベストなタイミングで私たちの願いを聞いてくださるのに、それを受け入れることができないんです。
Even though God answers our prayers at the best timing, we are not really able to accept that.
御使いはザカリアの口を閉ざしました。
And so the angel closed Zechariah's mouth.
しかし彼の口が聞けない間、それは1週間とかではありません。10ヶ月間彼は口が聞けなかったんです。
And he wasn't able to speak not just for a week, but he wasn't able to speak for 10 months.
最初は、あの時素直に受け入れてばよかったと思ったかもしれません。
And probably after a long time, he looked back and said, "I should have just, you know, listened and accepted what the angel told me."
しかし私は思うんです。この10ヶ月間、何も一言も喋れない10ヶ月間、ザカリアはだんだん神様へ感謝が溢れてきたんだと思います。
But you know, I think in the 10 months that he wasn't able to speak.Little by little, his gratitude for God has been starting to build and overflow.
神様の憐れみと素晴らしい計画に驚いていたんだと思います。
And he was just felt amazement at the mercy and the great plan of God.
そしてそのそばにいるエリサベツのお腹がだんだんと大きくなってきて。大きくなってきます。
And during those 10 months, he was seeing his wife Elizabeth starting to become pregnant and coming.
そしてヨハネは本当に神様が願いを聞いてくださったというのを、そのお腹が大きくなるのを見ながら喜んでいたんだと思います。
Zechariah. And I think, you know, looking at his wife.Getting pregnant and the baby growing bigger, he must have been really amazed and felt joy.
そしてその赤ちゃんが生まれました。
Then finally the baby was born.
人々はお父さんの名前をつけようとするんです。ザカリアと。
And so the people around them wanted to name the child Zechariah after the father.
けどザカリアは、と言って、板にヨハネって書いたんですね。喋れなかったので板に書いたんです。ヨハネと。
And so he couldn't speak, so he said, "No, no, no." And then he just wrote the name on the paper. It says John.
その瞬間、彼の口から出てきたのは賛美でした。
And so right at that moment, what came out from his mouth, were praises from God to God.
なぜこのような奇跡を神様は起こされたんでしょうか。
So why do you think God, caused this miracle to happen?
この夫婦の願いを聞くためでしょうか。
Did he do that just to, you know, answer the prayer of this couple?
実はもっと強い願いがありました。
I think behind God's answering, causing that miracle to happen was that they had aThere's a much bigger, desire or prayer.
神様ご自身の 強い願いがあったんです。
God had a much stronger and bigger desire, will to happen.
この夫婦の願いよりも、私たちの願いよりも、はるかに強く、はるかに大きな神様の願いがあったからです。
God's desire was so much bigger and so much greater than our desires and prayers.
それはこの暗闇の中に生きている私たちを救い出したいという神様の強い願いです。
He had this strong desire for people who are living in the darkness to be saved.
そのイスラエルの民から一人の子供、一人の人が生まれるためにです。
He did this so that there will be one child who will be born from Israel.
それがイエス・キリストです。
And that will be Jesus Christ.
そしてこの救い主イエス・キリストの準備をするのがこの二人から生まれた子供ヨハネなんです。
And the person, the one who will prepare for the ministry, for the work of Jesus Christ, would be John, who was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah.
神様はご自分の願いを実現するためにザカリアとエリサベツ、そして私たちの願いを用いてくださいます。
So God accomplished His own will by fulfilling the prayer of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and also by fulfilling our prayers.
神様は私たちの願い、また葛藤、不信仰さえも用いてくださいます。
And He even uses our struggles and our unbelief to accomplish His purposes.
この神様に委ねて、願いを委ねていきましょう。
So let's yield our desires to Him.
ではお祈りします。
Let's pray.
天のお父様、あなたの大きな愛、また願いを感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, for the great love and your great plan for us.
どうかこのクリスマスの時、この願いを、またあなたの愛をもっと知ることができますように。
Help us, Lord, especially in this season, this time of Christmas, that we can know more of that desire of yours to save us, and we can learn more about your love.
イエス様のお名前を通してお祈りします。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.